I think it was a good choice. She's got a real track record of creating jobs in Howard County. It's a skill we could use in Anne Arundel County. And, you know, her record is one of being a tough, principled executive, and I think that's exactly what we need right now.
There were a lot of people who, and I was over at the State House last night for the gun control hearing, and when they announced Laura Newman was selected, a lot of people were saying, who? Because they didn't know who she was. Why pick her? I mean, there were some prominent names, Mr. Hammond among them, Delegate Hsu, others. Why pick her over them and the other candidates?
Well, I mean, I think the county needs sort of a catharsis right now. And I think putting a seasoned female in as the county, a chief executive of the county, is something we need. It will restore the people's faith in Anne Arundel County that we honor and respect the service of women just like we do men. And I felt very strongly about that. And I'm very, very certain she's going to right the ship in Anne Arundel County.
A lot of people were saying the reputation of Anne Arundel County was damaged under the previous administration. Certainly the relationship between the executive and employees was damaged. How does she repair that?
Well, I think she's her record in Howard County informs me that she's going to make some wholesale changes, get rid of the problems in Anne Arundel County that have been part of the Leopold administration, which assisted him and aided and embedded in his bad behavior. So, and I'm pretty sure that she's going to relieve us of those people, and I'm looking forward to that.
Councilman Jamie.